local health department in the state of West Virginia. He's also an adjunct clinical assistant professor of medicine at West Virginia University School of Medicine and adjunct associate professor at the University of Charleston's School of Pharmacy. He's going to be speaking to us today on there's an app for that when disaster strikes, so go for it.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon. As opposed to generally asking to put your phones on silence or turn them off in a meeting, I'd probably give you a task right now and suggest that if you want to, you can go to your Google Store, Google App Store, or iPhone, and if you type in KCHD Ready, you might be able to download and follow along as I go along with this talk. So here's conflict disclosures, and obviously the funding was provided by an award through the National Library of Medicine for this work. In the objectives today, first we're going to talk about the introduction to the public health disaster mobile device application, describe the planning phase of before the launching of the device, and finally describe the mobile application. It's always difficult to merge, as we have seen, the public health spectrum with the emergency preparedness, which is, again, one is talking about 10 essential services of public health, the other is the DHS National Preparedness Guidelines. And most state and local public health departments end up doing public health emergency preparedness, which often falls into cross-sections of two. The National Health Security Strategy was, the first time it was launched was about 2009, and really the purpose was to refocus the patchwork of disparate population health and medical preparedness response and recovery strategies in order to ensure that the nation is prepared for, protected from, and resilient in the face of health threats or incidents with potential negative consequences. Two basic goals of the National Health Security Strategies were to build community resilience and strengthen and sustain health and emergency response systems. So this is sort of this framework. And when we looked at this, we said, can we also find some social media way of doing when we're talking about informing and empowering individuals and communities, when we're talking about workforce, especially for public health, that's of volunteers in times of emergency. When we talk about disseminating effective countermeasures across large populations, integrating scalable healthcare delivery systems, maintaining situational awareness, partnerships. So there was prevention and mitigation. Not every one of these strategic objectives could be met, but what can we do and not lose our populations? This resulted in us talking and discussing the development of an application. Currently, we'll talk about how this was developed, but it is available for both Android and Apple devices. It's a one-stop shop for preparedness and response efforts. It includes information for emergency providers and volunteers, and it's the best part about it is it's available for free. That's, by the way, how it looks like, and we'll describe more a little bit later. So in the planning and the development activities phase, we disseminated a 13-question survey through local public health department staff, emergency response agencies, medical students, firefighters, paramedics, and others, and I'll go through the list of different individuals that were represented. Over 180 responses were compiled and utilized as a guidance to the development of tools and resources that were incorporated into the mobile app and the portal. Developing marketing meetings were held with the West Virginia School of Osteopathic Medicine, the Knott-Charlton Health Department's Multi-Agency Planning Advisory Committee, and we identified the needs of the mobile app to ensure the success and continuity, including things were brought up like the size of the app and the ability to save it to the memory card of the phone. Because think about it, a lot of what we do is based on power and the ability for us to have connections, to have the tower standing for the cellular towers. And the idea here is all the emergency plans go to wastebasket if your towers are knocked out in your local area or the power is knocked out. So the idea here was if you have a small amount of power in your mobile device, you're able to access all of that data. So the survey results, as you can see, there was a broad representation. I apologize for the small font here, but we have from nurses to fire officials, students to paramedics, administrative support people, public health physicians, pharmacy professionals, everybody well represented into the survey. When we asked them, what do you select the source you access local information before, during, and after an emergency, look at the first three. Those were the highest, television, emails, and radio. And here's where local, state, and federal agencies were. So we clearly saw a need to have that when we talk about empowered individuals. Then we asked them the question, would you utilize a smartphone application during an emergency to obtain information? You can see the overwhelming response here. People wanted this. So we're going to go a little bit more deep into the screen here. So this, as when you download it, you'll get, it's called the KCHD Ready app. It's got four big tags here. There's obviously the preparedness activities, responder activities, volunteer opportunities, and emergency contacts. And I'll go into each one of these. Each time you access it, it'll ask you whether you want to synchronize it or not. That allows us to put new information as it goes in, or you may not have to if you don't want to. So, for example, this was a basic beta testing app. This is more likely the screen that it looks like today. So a bunch of stuff has been added into the Are You Ready section. So that's the Are You Ready section, and I'm going into this one. I'll go through each one of these quickly. When you go to Are You Ready, you've got all of these things, be informed, make a plan, build a kit, disasters, evacuation plan, food and water safety, food facility safety, safe flood cleanups, as well as helpful links. And at the bottom, you can jump from one to the other. This is the back button here, and this is the home button here. So the ones that I've highlighted, circled here, I'll go into the depth a little bit. That's why I gave you the classwork to begin with. It's easier to follow along when you have it. KCHD, be informed. So there are some basic elements here. We talk about the telephone call down system, emergency alert system, the emergency sirens that go in our valley, as well as the non-emergency phone number, because what's very important in an emergency is for people to have access to a non-emergency number, not the 911 system being overwhelmed. Similarly, you go to the make a plan, there are all kinds of PDF documents that actually people can access, fill out, and print out, and share with their family members about what to do to make a plan for as an emergency kit. We obviously, like most communities, have emergency evacuation plans. Those plans are obviously on websites of the county commission and other areas. Those will be very difficult to access if there was no power. So what we have done here is all different zones as the plans exist, we've put them into, downloaded them into the app. So individual, it will say who needs to access which particular, for example, this is an emergency evacuation plan, routes to the east area. Who needs to, and it talks about the special, the towns and the municipalities, when, why do you need to do that, what do you need to do, which highways you need to access, when do you need to access, and where do you need to move. So each of these plans are there. I've put a couple of examples here. This is for the northeast zone, and there's a map here. And there's, apologize for the small font, but there's and the graphics here. But there's small, also the highways and access routes that actually, if you have a little bit of power without a signal, you can use that to get out of the area of devastation. Similarly, there is a Knaw Putnam Emergency Planning Committee, which is sort of the in our chemical area of Chemical Valley, that is the emergency response plan. And we have on this application a basic plan, a functional annex, as well as a hazard annex, in which the health department is included too. So people are able to download all of the plans, the emergency plans, both the responders, volunteers, as well as the public, to know what we're doing in a time of emergency. This is just another one of those sites to go to. This has been changed a little bit. And then emergency contacts. There's a number there where you can go from all the way from emergency contacts to city, county numbers to 911, different numbers in times of an emergency, to disaster services, to the various federally qualified health centers, phone numbers and access information, to local hospitals and colleges. We've tried to be as comprehensive. So, for example, for emergency contacts, they're obviously the 911, but these are all the non-emergency, whether it's the particular locality police department or the Metro 911 non-emergency numbers. And then finally, we have the volunteer side, which is also very important, because in addition to the ability of the public to be able to use this, the ability of the emergency responders to utilize this because of their various annexes being in there, the various plans in there, we also have access for volunteers to get involved. And there is both a link, which will, if you click this, will take you directly. We have what we call Capital Medical Reserve Corps, and we're able to recruit volunteers through this app by them going directly into this.
Thank you very much. Right on time. Do we have any questions for Dr. Gupta regarding his presentation? I'm the gentleman in the brown coat there.
I'm actually from Kanawha County. First time I've seen this, and I'm real curious. It's a nifty looking application, but how the heck do you test your breath? In fact, how do you
I guess what you're asking is that you need to have a disaster, and then you probably need to have after action.
I hope not. I was afraid that might be the answer.
Well, I mean, the idea, again, it goes back to the strategic objectives of the National Health Security Strategy. The idea is to have more empowered and informed communities and have more involved communities as a result, in order to reduce the impact of any disaster and obviously improve the resiliency throughout the community. And this is one of the tools that helps us in times. I mean, we wish we had this during the H1N1 pandemic, because it would have really helped. The other part of this is we can push information and this is a dynamic document, application. So what happens is, as things change, we can actually update people through the app. So they won't need to have to remember the television, radio, and the email part. This can be downloaded, and then every time it's synchronized, you get new information, and you're able to, here's where you can go for your vaccines, here's where you can go for X, Y, Z information. That's that can be updated as time goes on. Hope I answered.
The gentleman right up the back.
Hi, just a real geek question. What platform
I would be very happy to get you that information, but as a physician, I would be happy to get you that.
Is Lydia here? Yes.
Having lived in McDowell County, West Virginia, and recently being back, I realize telephone service is spotty down there. What's your penetration into the really mountainous area of West Virginia where the phones may not work that well?
Right. This is obviously focused on Kanawha County, and which is obviously much more populated, and it's very tough to. The question then is, can this be replicated? I think it can be replicated across the state into even the more rural. But if you need to download the app to have the functionality, you don't need telephones your connections while you're using it. Obviously, you do if you want to go and register yourself for being a volunteer or any other activities. But you do need the signal to download the app. Yes, you do.